The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Check this out. Here are featured events on ESPN Plus this week. The Ultimate Fighter, Vince's Places with Vince Carter. First round of the PGA Championship from Southern Hills begins Thursday morning at 8 Eastern. And then the German Cup Final on Saturday afternoon with a kickoff at 2 Eastern. A lot of great stuff on ESPN Plus. Meanwhile, on planet Earth, this young Orioles fan threw back this souvenir that dad caught. Watch this. Oh! But then he redeems himself. Just watch. That's Aaron Hicks. Comes and gets the ball and throws it back to the fan, right?
I'm impressed by the arm strength. I'm impressed by the arm
strength. By the little guy, right?
Looks like a young J.J. Redick with the arm strength.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that ball, Gary.
What do you think? What are you going to do if your kid throws it out?
You ain't wrong. I like your focus, son. I like your leadership. I like that, you know, you don't care what other people think. I like your loyalty, son. I love your loyalty.
He's got that cute pin. This is my first Orioles game.
Love is loyal.
Oh, man. That's so cute. All right. Welcome back to Get Up. We're coming to you live from the Seaport. We're brought to you by Chase. I'm Ryan Smith. And for Mike Greenberg, we got everybody with us. Pat Bev, J.J. Redick, Monica McNutt's going to be wrong in a little bit. But first, Bianna, let's get to it and tell people to get up for the South Beach Showdown. Will Jason Tatum be feeling the heat in Miami tonight? We'll talk about that. Plus, Luka. Man, Luka is lit. After lighting up the Suns, he's now set his sights on Golden State. Why Steph and the Warriors should be very worried about the surging Mavericks. And which quarterback is the favorite to win the Super Bowl? We got brand new projections for next season coming up in the NFL. But first, we got to talk about the Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics Heat begins tonight on ESPN. These teams met three times during the regular season, with Boston winning two of them, though the Heat took the last matchup in late March. Now, this is the second time in three seasons that these teams have met in the conference finals. It seems like they're there every year almost. During the 2020 postseason bubble, Miami beat Boston in six games before losing in the finals to the Lakers. And then points. That could be at a premium in this series. They both led the league in scoring defense, I should say, Boston did during the regular season, while Miami was fourth. The key for the Heat is going to be stopping Jason Tatum. That seems to be the conversation in all this as Monica McNutt joins us right now. But, JJ, I start with you. What must Tatum do in this series for the Celtics to take it?
His decision-making has to be great. And by decision-making, I mean making quick decisions on catch-and-goes, making good decisions out of pick-and-rolls. He averaged four turnovers so far in these playoffs. The Heat rely on turnovers to get their offense going. And I don't know that you want to be sizing up the Heat one-on-one with all those defenders in the gap. We saw that with James Harden. It's very hard to do. They're long, they're athletic, they can get steals, they can get deflections. So being able to make quick decisions and good decisions is the key for Jason Tatum.
And Monica, this is a deep Celtics team. So we have this tendency to say it's all about Jason Tatum. What does he need to do, but also what does his team need to do?
Well, decision-making, he's got to be able to facilitate. And it's interesting because the Heat also are one of those teams that play the largest amount of zone in the league. And so we'll probably see some of the zone from the Heat, right? Like, Jason's going to have to still figure out a way to attack those gaps, penetrate, and kick to a guy like Grant Williams, who's been able to live in the corner in terms of knocking down that three ball. Now, I imagine the Heat will definitely close out to him, and it will look different than it did in the previous series. But I think if he understands when he draws to, the right pass is just as important as his ability to score.
What do you want to see from him?
The best version of Jason Tatum. I want to see him aggressive offensively. I want to see him aggressive defensively. I want to see him, you know, with him being aggressive on both ends, especially offensively, going to lead to easy pass. I don't want him going indecisive, trying to see where they're helping from. Go get a bucket until you see a defender in front of you, then you make the right play.
Can he have a bad offensive game, a couple bad offensive games, and they still win this series?
I can't say no, because he did against Milwaukee and they won, so I can't say no.
You know, that's always a thing. I think there is this temptation, JJ, for us to look at superstar talent like Jason Tatum and think numbers. I need to see 29, 8, and 7. I need to see but I don't feel like that always tells the story with Jason Tatum because it's such a deep team and he's such a multifaceted star.
Well, part of that is they have Jaylen Brown, who's another two-way wing and a shot creator in his own right. Marcus Smart, I think, has been fantastic in these playoffs. Al Horford has had some big moments taking advantage of matchups and stretching the floor. Milwaukee had a real problem in that series on Al Horford's pick and pop. So they're a deep team. I think what is important to recognize with superstars, whether that's Luka, whether that's Steph, Jason Tatum, Jimmy Butler, the orbit around them. Like, when they have the ball, when Steph is in movement, when Luka's in ISO, whatever it may be, the orbit, the eyes, and so much gets created because of that. The Warriors score a ton of points in the paint because of Steph Curry's three and Steph Curry's movement. Oh. And Tatum's no different. He's been great in these playoffs as a passer. I thought in Game 7 he made some tremendous decisions, some tremendous passes, and he's got to continue to do that in this series.
And real quick, I want to touch on the Marcus Smart news. He's expected to be he's questionable right now for tonight's game. Midfoot sprain, he's testing it out today. You are one of the top defensive players in the league. What does he mean to this series, Marcus Smart?
Everything. Everything. I believe he's one of the keys. He's the engine of the Lamborghini, if you can say. He gets them going. The team takes up his makeup when he plays. You know, when he doesn't play, the team probably takes up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum's makeup. Two different makeup. You know, so but you know, he's a stud. He's a dog. So I don't expect him to sit out. This is a moment that he's been preparing his whole life for. To kind of shut the doubters out. Is he a true point guard? What type of point guard is he? He's been showing that all season. He's been doing it all playoffs. I can't wait to see him play.
You think he's playing no matter what?
Come on, man. That's Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year.
He's got to
play. I want to see. I'm looking forward to him playing. I can't wait to see what he do tonight. I want to see him play.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see it either. So if he does play, Monica, can they win if he doesn't play, though? Can they win game one if he doesn't?
I think the Celtics can steal a game. Listen, literally, I've gone with the Heat in 7, but honestly, I was like, it could be a coin toss. I think we're in for a fantastic series. It would not surprise me if the Celtics are able to steal one without Marcus Smart because we got to see what happens with the Heat offensively, right? We've talked about Bam Adebayo potentially being the next guy that could step up and make a big impact, but right now, if they give Jimmy Butler the KD treatment, excuse me, and I know Jimmy's different than KD. Like, somebody's got to support the Miami Heat in terms of helping to score the basketball.
Yeah, are we forgetting about Tyler Hero?
Who?
Oh, no.
Are we just forgot about the sixth man? Are we forgot about the sixth man of the year? I mean, I played with a sixth man, two of them, Eric Gordon, Lou Will. And boys giving you dubs off the bench. And dubs, I mean, people who don't know, 20 points per game. That's what I mean by dubs. So, I mean, are we forgot about Tyler?
I've not forgotten, Pat, but I don't know that he's had the sixth man of the year performance in the postseason consistently.
Not consistently, no. No sixth man with no player. You know, if you're not starting, you really don't have a consistency anyway. But sixth man,
so yes,
for sure. I mean, but when it comes to attention,
okay, to your
attention
point, if Jimmy.
Go ahead, Monica, real quick.
And to your point, if Jimmy is obviously going to be the focal point of a very talented Celtics defense, sure, if it's Tyler Hero, let's go. But somebody's going to have to do it.
Okay, I want to get picks because, Monica, you just threw out yours. Monica, you said Heat in 7, right?
I said Heat in 7.
Who you got?
I'm going to go Celtics in 6.
Ooh. I got to see the game one.
Oh, come on. No.
Yeah.
We need it.
I can't give you guys an answer if I don't know how I feel
about
it.
This is the life we live. I feel the same way, Pat.
That's not how TV works.
I get paid to be a basketball player.
This is not how TV works, though.
If somebody said you had to pick right now,
violence multiple
even
times on this network, and now you're acting coy.
No, I got to see game one.
Oh, he's not letting up. Okay.
Yeah, I got the game one.
Okay. I'm taking Heat in 7. I'm willing to say it. All right. Let's go to the Western Conference Finals where it features two enormous superstars in Steph Curry and Luka Doncic. And here's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr on the challenge of facing Luka.
I think the Dallas team is very similar to Houston from a few years ago, you know, with the 5-out spacing, you know, 5 shooters on the floor. And obviously, Doncic is a tremendous player and can beat you in a lot of different ways and really smart, I think very similar to Harden in that regard. So, but yeah, we've got a big challenge.
Making the comparison to your former teammate, James Harden, I think this is one of the most interesting aspects of this series. How can they slow down Luka? Pat, how do they slow down Luka?
Their wings to start. When I mean wings to start, I mean Wiggins, Clay to start. Maybe you throw a little Otto Porter in there. Mm-hmm. Maybe you throw a little Kuminga.
Yeah.
Kuminga, just throw bodies at him.
Kuminga.
He said yesterday he wouldn't say his first name or pronounce his last name correctly.
Why?
Because he said he's too young. He's too young.
He gets the rookie treatment.
You got to pay your dues in the league. You got to pay your dues in the league.
He gets the rookie treatment.
It ain't personal. It's just rookie treatment. But and I'm finishing out with Draymond. I think they have that same body type. Draymond Green doesn't chop his feet a lot when he slides laterally. His is like they both move at the same pace. Luka moves the way Draymond moves defensively. Luka moves that way offensively. So I like that finish in the games. And I don't think Luka can post Dre like that. And even if he can, I don't think Dre's gonna allow it anyway. You know, so I gotta go with defense during that series.
You agree?
Well, you know, our guy Hembo just put up an excellent stat over there. Draymond Green is the primary defender in Luka's career, 1.26 points per chance. Just for reference, that's about 8 points better than league best offense. So I don't know that Draymond in this matchup is the answer. The guy that has had the most success in Luka's career guarding him is Clay. And, of course, Clay's coming off multiple leg injuries, so I don't know how effective he can be. I think the answer to start, the guy you brought up in the first hour is Wiggins. Give him a chance. He's obviously going to see multiple defenders and multiple bodies. And similar to how we talked about with that Miami Heat defense and that Boston Celtics defense where you're loaded up against a primary ball handler, he's going to see multiple defenders. And it's up to the Dallas Mavericks, as they did in the Phoenix series, to knock down threes.
Are you saying to me you don't think Draymond Green can guard Luka Doncic?
On the perimeter?
Well, I just said
the stats would say no.
Total. I'm asking you.
I said this earlier. I think Draymond is at his best as a defender, guarding in the post and being that help side floor general quarterback on the defensive end. He's an absolute genius, one of the best defenders probably in NBA history. And I don't think that's a hyperbole, but I'm talking about in this specific matchup, in an isolation at the top of the key, he hasn't had as much luck guarding Luka.
Okay. I like this stat right here. Lowest field goal percentage allowed.
They're putting up the wrong stat, though.
What do you want to see?
The last 5 years.
Last 5 years. So you're looking at the history of it.
Yeah, I want to see the last 5 years of the closest defender.
Monica, jump in. What do you think?
This is fascinating. I agree with JJ. I think that Draymond's a little bit at a disadvantage if he's got to play out on the perimeter. But I will offer this as well. In the first two games of the Phoenix series, Luka got his numbers. And it wasn't so much about Luka as it was whether or not Dallas' supporting cast comes into play. And so, yes, we'll see multiple bodies guarding Luka. But everybody else, I mean, we're dealing with the top four teams in terms of defensive rankings left in the playoffs. And so I think everybody else kind of being accounted for defensively for the Warriors is just as important. Because even if Luka puts up a 40-piece solo, he cannot outscore the Warriors.
It's a good point. So if Luka does put up big points on the Warriors, you think they can win?
No, I got the Warriors. I got the Warriors winning the chip. I don't know why you all or anyone I done talked to don't have the same answer. I don't understand why, because this is the same team that beat Michael Jordan record. Obviously without Kevin Durant. And then they showed that they can do it without Kevin Durant. So I'm real interested how this is going to play out. I mean, I got a feeling how this is going to play out. I just don't understand how quickly we jump off the Golden State bandwagon.
Warriors bandwagon.
After so much.
Well, it was last year. Things didn't work out there. The year, I mean, they've been. It hasn't been the same Warriors team for a little bit.
Yeah, everyone, injuries. Everyone's been hurt, too. So if you go speak facts, I speak them. It's still the Golden State Warriors.
Don't worry. You'll have a co-signer on the next show. Stephen A. has been talking about the Warriors for months.
There you go.
Months. Since October, he's been saying the Warriors are going to win.
And don't worry. We'll get everybody's Western Conference picks. I know you got the Warriors coming out of this. We'll see what they have to say as well, Monica and JJ. But coming up, James Harden calling out his critics. Maybe. Could he possibly turn things around in Philly? We're talking about that with his former teammate right over here. Plus, we're also talking football, too. Which quarterback is the favorite to win the Super Bowl? You know who I think. Brand new projections for next season coming up.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Back with you on Get Up, where we're talking James Harden. James Harden's loss in the second round with three different teams over the last three postseasons. He averaged nearly 30 a game in 2020 in the playoffs alongside Russell Westbrook, but the Rockets fell in the conference semis to the Lakers. As a net in 2021, he teamed up with KD and Kyrie. He averaged just over 20 a game in the playoffs, but Brooklyn was ousted by seven by Milwaukee in round two. And then this postseason with the 76ers, Harden averaged just under 19 a game in the postseason as Philly was bounced in the conference semis by Miami. So it looks like James Harden's been hearing all the back and forth about him and his role and how he fits in Philly and is he the same player. So he took to Instagram and shared this cryptic post on his story. I'd be quiet about, let's just say stuff. I just let the people talk. It's a lot that goes into it. Keep pushing. Okay. So, JJ, bring in on this, and here's Pat. He's coming back right now. We'll talk about this too. JJ, when you think about James Harden, this is what I wonder, and I say this as a guy from Philly. I think we brought, I talk about the Sixers. I think the Sixers brought him in, and the expectation of a lot of fans, a lot of people out there is, we're bringing in a top 10 player. We're bringing in that guy from Houston. That's what we want to see, and we want to see it right away. What is the best version of James Harden that he can be right now? If he goes in the gym this summer, goes in the lab, gets to know the system, whatever it is, what's the best version of James Harden that fans can expect?
I think a lot of it comes down to his health, the shape he's in. That hamstring injury that he had in Brooklyn last season seemed to still linger at times throughout this season. He's still a fantastic player. And if his sort of ceiling right now in that Philly system is 20-10, you need to pay him a lot of money. I just don't know that I'm comfortable extending him to the Supermax where he's going to be making $60 million as a 37-year-old. Again, I go back to, paying this version of James Harden at this age versus paying the Houston version of James Harden. It's two very different things, and it's two very different players. And that's not to say he can't have an impact on winning, because he can.
I know you feel like you should pay him the Supermax. I know that's your thing. You should pay him for a while, Pat Bev. Why?
I have a question.
Yes, please.
When you say fantastic players,
yeah,
he's a fantastic player.
Yeah.
Who else is a fantastic player?
Oh, let's think. Fantastic players. Like Trae Young's fantastic.
Max. Superman.
He's Superman. 20.
Are we talking about Giannis on
that? I'm just keep going so we can speak. I know they have.
Did you hear my qualifier?
Yeah, I did.
Of age.
He's young.
Did you hear my qualifier of $60 million at 37 years old?
Yeah.
Did you, in the first hour, did you hear when I talked about viewing this through an organizational standpoint and having to pay James Harden $60 million?
I just asked who fantastic players were.
There's a lot of fantastic players.
You named one person.
I'm not trying to slander James Harden. There's a big difference.
So
I'm saying he's a fantastic player.
Who else is?
There's 40 or 50 fantastic players in the NBA, and not all of them are on max contracts, and you know that. You know who else is a fantastic player? Chris Paul. Chris Paul's making 30. I think James Harden should make more than him, but he shouldn't be on a super max. No matter how much you fight this, it still doesn't make sense in your book.
And he averages 22, 10, and 8.
Great.
Almost a triple-double.
Great.
He shouldn't be on a super max.
Okay. You should go run the 76ers then. You really should. You should go run the 76ers. When you're done, go run the 76ers.
22, 10 assists. Not only did he got better in assists after he left Houston.
Yeah, because he plays a different role now.
So a 22, 10, and 8 guy doesn't deserve a super max?
You're going to pay a guy that just had that playoff performance $60 million at age 37. You're comfortable doing that as a GM and as an ownership group.
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
All right.
Speak to Philly fans in a way, because they're looking at it and they're saying, we saw a guy who was under 19 points per game, who didn't seem to show up in the biggest of moments. In the last game, took what, two shots in the second half? We brought him in to be that guy who can be the co-superstar with Joel Embiid. So speak to that point, why that person should get the Supermax.
I feel like when you speak of a team, it's 15, 17 guys.
Okay.
Right? It's three, I don't know, max, maybe one, two, a little higher than. I mean, we can look at James, we can look at Tobias also.
Right.
You know, we can look at different options of it, you know, but the question is, do you get James Harden the Supermax? Yes, that's the question. He said fantastic players. I asked who else. He said Trae Young. Trae Young will get the Supermax. He told me due to age. I
understand. Said there's 40 or 50 fantastic players. Yeah. And Trae Young's one of them.
One of them.
Chris Paul's one of them.
But there's you're a saying lot of fantastic. He's one of those players.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
If he's a fantastic player and there's 40 to 50 fantastic players and all of them doesn't get Supermax, half of them do get the Supermax.
We talked about this yesterday. Has there been a situation where a guy has signed the second version of the Supermax and that has worked out for the team? If you can name me one, I'm besides Steph Curry. Yeah, one. Steph Curry. Guess who's in the best shape of NBA any NBA player? Steph Curry.
Uh-huh.
Guess whose skill set ages better than any NBA player? Steph Curry. Okay, so that's one.
And James
There's no other example.
He thinks James Harden.
That's my firm belief.
All right.
One quick question here, based on what I see here. A lot of people, I'd be quiet about stuff. I just let people talk a lot that goes into it. Keep pushing. What do you expect him to do this summer? What will he do? What does he need to do?
Respond.
How?
With his body, with his mental preparation. Of course, he hears everything. He watches everything. He hears everything. He will respond.
Will he come back as the vintage James Harden from Houston, do you think?
Does the team need that? Does the team need that? You say vintage.
Like they did.
You say vintage, but he's actually playing role. He's actually in a Robin role, not Batman. So I'm asking, what do you guys need from him? If you say scoring, then okay.
But what Robin is getting a Supermax?
James Harden, Robin.
Okay.
Draymond Green
didn't get the Supermax.
I mean, that's you asking who else would? And in my opinion, these are guys that
I'll put it out, Draymond Green, at this age, the Supermax.
But we're not even having this conversation if Joel Embiid is healthy two games, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So we're not having this conversation.
This is back to the asterisk talk about yesterday.
We can talk about this every series.
So
every postseason, there's an asterisk next to everything. We have injuries, we have bad luck every single.
So if Philly would have went to the conference final, does he deserve the Supermax then?
Based on his performance,
I'm asking.
Because Joel's the best player.
So again, you're in a lose-lose then. I can't say anything and have a chance of winning if no matter what, no matter if they go to the conference finals, no matter if they go to the finals, if Joel's the best player, he doesn't deserve Supermax. So
I think that's an interesting discussion. JJ, what do you, if and I know we're dealing in hypotheticals
Pat,
here.
Pat Beverly,
go ahead.
The NBA is a results-based business. You know that better than anyone. Collect- you are a player.
Over years, not just at that moment.
Oh, I disagree with that completely. Okay.
I think a lot of people in Philly would take issue with that, too. It's a great discussion. I got to leave it there, though, because I got to go to break.
Right.
Coming up, LeBron takes over Twitter, answering fans' questions. And there was one question that sparked a lot of debate by our crew. We're going to discuss. But first, a little sneaky Hembo time. This one's for JJ. All right, here you go. The Warriors reached the conference finals for the sixth time in eight years. Who's the last team to do that? What was the last NBA team to reach the conference finals six times in 8 years?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot right now?
Yeah, think about it. You can pay it off after break.
I thought we were going to commercial.
Oh, we're going to commercial. I give you time. That wouldn't be fair.
Pat's over there. Give me a
delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Back with a little sneaky Hembo time. This one's for JJ. The Warriors have reached the conference finals for the sixth time in 8 years. What was the last team to do that?
The obvious answer, right, is the Bulls in the 90s. But I got to think there's been a more recent thing, because Hembo tries to trip me up here. So I'm going to guess, and this is strictly a guess, I'm going to guess the San Antonio Spurs.
Okay, you would be wrong. The correct answer is the Detroit Pistons. And by the way, let me just say to everybody out there, this was a teamwork answer, because JJ and Pat Bev were going back and forth the whole time. Hembo, I thought it was supposed to be a question just for JJ.
We didn't even mention that.
I got to give you both a loss on that one.
Big shot. I'm sorry, brother.
Hembo, nice work, Hembo.
Wow, that's a great.
Hembo got him. All right. And by the way, we're down to Final Four in the NBA. Ahead of the conference finals,
Where's
we're talking
to
Steph Curry, Jason Tatum. Look at all these players. Luka Doncic, just a few of the stars left in the playoffs. So yesterday, LeBron James took over Twitter. And when he was asked who the best player left in the playoffs was, his response was, a lot of great players still playing. Steph, Luka, Jimmy, Tatum, Clay, et cetera, et cetera. These boys are hooping in the postseason. Okay, et cetera, et cetera. So many choices, right? So we decided to ask our guys, and we've all been kind of talking about this. LeBron went through a bunch of different players. Pat Bev, who is the best player left in the playoffs?
Well, first off, your question originally was who's the four best play, four is four teams left in the Final Four, but y'all only put three up there. To JJ's point, where's the Heat?
You're right. You know what? That's on us.
Again.
That's on us. Again. I blame the producer.
Literally. Like, literally.
Overlook. We just talked about it an hour ago. On air.
And put three teams up there.
You got it.
And that's
looking back at the guys.
That's why.
I talk about this all the time. Be better. Be better.
Also, including the Heat, and I just want to say, Heat, we respect you greatly. Who is the best player left in the playoffs?
Best players left in the playoffs.
Best player.
In the playoffs.
Yep.
Oh, Luka. Luka.
Luka. Yeah. Okay, you got Luka. JJ, who you got?
Yeah, you know, I got to go with Luka as well. And I appreciate Steph, and I appreciate Tatum and Butler as well. And they're probably all better defensively.
Luka,
but hold on a second.
Come on, man.
Luka is a, singular force.
Okay,
he's a singular force.
Okay, just say Luka then. You don't have to be apologetic. You JJ Redick, man.
Monica,
JJ Redick. I'm sorry. My bad, Miss Monica.
Sorry, Monica. Right. Sorry, Monica.
Well, contrary to my NBA brethren, I actually went Jimmy because of the two-way nature of his game. No doubt, Luka has the incredible offensive firepower, but we're going to see what the Warriors make him look like on defense, where Jimmy, to me, has been reliable on both sides throughout this thing.
Can I just say, how did Steph and Jason Tatum not make this list?
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody please help me.
So what about
I'm going to
so what about
because
it?
Because it's a tough question, Ryan. What you mean?
Well, I'm just saying. It's Steph Curry.
He said left in the NBA. I mean, Steph Curry, they have a system, right?
Okay.
They have a system where
the whole team.
The whole team could be – Poole can go off for 30. Steph can go off for 30. Clay can go off for 30. Draymond can go off for a triple-double. So it's kind of hard to pick one of those guys because they're so good. No discredit to the others on the Dallas Mavericks, but – you think a best player, one player, and based on what he's been doing, you know, it's just, you know, this postseason, you have to go with Luka.
Hold on, Pat.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on, Pat. You don't have to clarify that when it comes to the Dallas Mavericks. It is well documented that there is Luka and then there's everybody else. So, you don't have to qualify that one.
Yeah, I don't want to say everybody else like that because, you know, I've been on some of them teams while I'm the others also, so I can't discredit them.
Bro, and you be everybody else, but that's okay. Like, you be a star in your role as everybody else. That's what's up.
I appreciate that.
I feel like there's an empowerment feeling going on here, JJ. So, Steph, Jason Tatum, no love here?
One thing I've learned in my 1 year of being in the media is that when you compliment a player, inevitably, you are trashing another player. I could sit there and tweet out, hey, really appreciating what Jimmy Butler is doing in these playoffs. Right. And immediately the response is, but what about the Toronto Raptors?
You are finally realizing that the role of a host is to be an instigator.
Yeah, I see that.
That is the number one role.
Who's ever bad hit my hand first type of deal. Yeah, I like how y'all roll.
That's exactly how it works. All right, guys, thanks so much. Let's get back to the NFL, where the Buffalo Bills are the favorite to win the Super Bowl, according to ESPN FPI, the post of this morning. The Bills hope to rebound from losing to the Chiefs in OT of the playoffs last year. Now, right behind the Bills are the defending champion Rams. How about that for no respect? They won the Super Bowl and they're number two. FPI gives the Packers and back-to-back MVP Aaron Rodgers the third best chance, rounding out the top five are a pair of AFC West teams, that being the Chiefs and the Chargers. So let's bring back our NFL crew and talk this over. FPI has the Bills as the favorite. So I want to ask each of you guys, who is your favorite to win the Super Bowl? Ninko, you go first.
I'm going with the Buffalo Bills. And I'm going with them. It's just because of the fact that they have the best quarterback. I feel like Josh Allen is just continuing to ascend. And listen, this team, they're stacked. Defensively, they're going to be good. And they got the quarterback. So I really think that this team has what it takes to go all the way.
Jeremy?
I'm going Packers. It's time. It's been more than a decade since Aaron Rodgers has been back in the big game. He's too good. They're paying him $50 million a year to finally get this done. No Devontae Adams, but they will have enough. They'll have some more ball control. They use the running game more. The defense is loaded up. They should win their division again, which means a potential bye. If they could just avoid the 49ers in the playoffs, they should run off some victories.
RC, who you got?
Man, it's the Buffalo Bills. When you think about this team, now adding Jamison Crowder to the slot, you go out, you get James Cook to add to that run game, which you needed last year to finish the game off against the Kansas City Chiefs. You got a quarterback that's out of his mind. We've watched Brady and Manning for many years in the playoffs, and we never saw what we saw in Kansas City in the divisional round from Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. You get Kaiir Elam in the first round from Florida to add opposite a healthy Tre'Davious White. And by the way, you get Von Miller, a two-time Super Bowl champ and a Super Bowl MVP that understands rushing the passer in the big moments and is a great run stopper. I think this team is built to win. This is Sean McDermott's year, and I believe that Vegas is going to be right this time.
All right, I agree all these teams are loaded, but I'm picking the Chiefs. Why is everybody forgetting about Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid? I love that. How can you not love the Chiefs? Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, the team coming together. I mean, this is like they are hearing all of this, and they're like, you know, Tyreek Hill is an amazing playmaker. We all get it. But this team has been doing it again and again, year after year after year, and there is nothing that has really stopped them. We can talk all the time about, oh, the Bills should have won that game. You know what? The Chiefs won that game, and they are still the class of the AFC,
you know what
and
stopped
I'm still
them?
Picking them.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan, you know what stopped them? The Cincinnati Bengals. They stopped them. That's who stopped them, right? Right, listen.
True.
Every now and then, man, you got to expand your mind. You know, like when I watch you on all these true crime reenactment shows and I watch you expand your mind, I need some of that. Right? I need the Ryan Smith that understands stuff goes wrong sometimes. And this year, it just might go wrong for the Kansas City Chiefs because everybody else got better.
Okay. Because in true crime, a lot of stuff goes wrong. Let me tell you. RC will tell you. I mean, stuff you wouldn't believe. That's a story for another day. But RC, I'm glad you were just talking because I just want to go back to a tweet you sent. A fan asked you and said you should get J.J. Redick on the show on your Pivot podcast. He said, I'm trying to get, this is your tweet, trying to get J.J. Redick on the Pivot. Can't get him to return my voicemail or texts. LOL. So, you know, J.J. happens to be sitting right next to me. Your thoughts.
This is
crazy.
Awkward. This is awkward. First of all, you didn't leave me a voicemail. And who checks voicemail anyways? Who checks a voicemail from an unknown number?
Bro,
honestly. Is there anybody left in 2022 that does that?
Right? JJ, honestly, here's the thing. Honestly, I leave a voicemail, I texted. I texted
you did
too.
Text.
I said, you know what? I know he might not check it, so I'm going to text. I was like, God, you know what? It's sad, though, JJ. You're one of my favorite college basketball players of all time. I'm a closet Duke fan. I actually went to see Duke play LSU, I think it was 2006 in Atlanta. It was College Temple, Big Baby, you. One of the greatest games of my life. I got to experience my favorite team against my actual school. And now I was trying to get you on the Pivot because you've been really talking that hot stuff on ESPN this offseason. And you left your boy on red. It's cool, though.
First of all, I'll come on the pod whenever you want.
Look at
we'll
that.
Get it scheduled, but I do want to acknowledge that I know you were trying to sort of give me a compliment by saying that you were a Duke fan and that you loved me in college, but you didn't have to bring up my last college game when I shot 3 for 18 and one of the lowest points of my life. So thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You know what? I think the overall point of this entire discussion is get up, man. Yeah. We bring people together.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
I'm looking forward to it, Ryan. I'm a big fan.
Bring people together. That's the new tagline. You're welcome, Greeny. Coming up, will Jason Tatum and the Celtics be feeling the heat in Miami? Which one of these teams is going to get back to the finals? Predictions coming up next. And by the way, speaking of the finals, will LeBron ever get back there with the Lakers? We'll discuss that and a lot more when we come back on Get Up, the show that brings people together.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Get Up. We're going to play a little game of fact or fiction, NBA playoff style. JJ, the Mavericks will pull off the upset versus the Warriors. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to go with fiction here. I think this Warriors are the better team. I think the Mavs are going to have trouble guarding all of their movement. They just don't have enough, I think, to beat the Warriors.
Yeah, you got to have all three of those guys, Dinwiddie, Brunson, and you-know-who clicking all at the same time, I think, to really have a chance there. Pat, the Heat need a healthy Kyle Lowry to win their series in Boston. Fact or fiction?
Fiction. They've proven they can win without him. Obviously, you know, it'd be great to have him. Great to have another playmaker. Great to have another ball handler. Someone that can get to the free throw line. Someone that can, you know, kind of pick up 94. But they've proven they can make adjustments without him, and so fiction.
I'm going to take a twist away from the playoffs. JJ, LeBron is done winning titles. Fact or fiction?
You know we had to get something in on the Lakers. We did.
We had to. I think it's in my contract.
I think this is fiction. I'm not going to ever, you know, sort of count out LeBron, especially when he's still playing at such a high level. I don't know that he's winning an NBA championship next year in L.A., but no, I think he's not done winning championships.
What do you think, Pat?
Fiction. I'm with JJ on that. You never know with LeBron. You never know. Yeah. He might pop up whole new team or something. You'd be like, why did you do that?
You know what I'm saying? He might pop up in Philadelphia. You know who knows?
Yeah. Or you know, Minnesota. Who knows?
Minnesota.
Ooh, that's interesting. Do I hear a plea to LeBron? Come on.
Great people that, oh my goodness.
Great city.
It's great people.
Underrated.
I mean, even during the winters, you see the snow, the trees change colors, man. The taxes are much lower than LA.
You ever been to Spoon and Stable?
Oh, we got to have this discussion offline because I got to bring in Monica. Monica, LeBron, done winning titles?
As a Laker or in general?
Well, how about done winning titles?
Listen, go ahead. LeBron is LeBron. Like, you just can't rule it out. As a Laker, it looks very, very bleak, I'll be honest. The West is not waiting, and they got some major question marks that got to be figured out this offseason.
Yeah, okay. So you say he's not going to win a title in L.A.? Is that what we're saying?
And what's the question marks in L.A.?
I mean, the roster? What you mean?
I mean, what roster? Okay, come on now. Don't just give me vague answers. Give me who? What?
Oh, I like it. Take over, man. You
calling me out for vague answers?
I'm just,
you calling me out for vague answers? That's funny.
I'm just asking a question. Who would you mean? I don't want any trouble.
You're right. Here we are. The question marks in LA are obviously health, which is, you know, you got to get healthy. But then it is the fit of the roster. Who's going to be their head coach? Because honestly, Pat, even if they were, I don't want to say flat out healthy last year. The system just did not work. You still got to figure out what you're going to do with Russell Westbrook. I mean, these guys are aging and haven't been able to necessarily keep pace with the younger teams in the West. And maybe not even the younger teams. Look what the Warriors have been able to do. So those are my top three questions. There are more. You need some more?
Okay, no, I'm cool. I just wanted you to verify so the viewers can see what you were talking about.
I love it. Well, I think the biggest question
outside of what, you know, if they, assuming those three guys are back, and assuming they sign a head coach at some point, the biggest question mark to me is, how do you fill out the rest of your roster on minimum contracts, no draft picks, and basically the taxpayer mid-level, which is about $6 million, that's all you got to fill out the rest of your roster. That's what they had last summer. That's what they had last offseason, and it didn't work.
Should he stay in L.A., you think, Pat Bev, if he wants to win a title?
Should he stay in L.A. if he wants to win a title? I mean, I don't think that's
And don't
up
give
to him.
No vague answer either. No,
oh, yes, Monica's already on you.
That's a vague answer.
No, I don't
that's
think it's up to him.
Answer,
I think
Pat
if you just seen Jeannie Buss get you see Jeannie Buss get on TV talking about how unhappy she is and all of that, et cetera. So I don't even think it's up to LeBron. I think it's up to the ownership. I think it's up to
okay, but if it is up to LeBron, because we know he's got a certain degree of clout. I understand he's under contract. But should he stay on the Lakers if he wants to win a title?
He's LeBron James. He can stay. He can really go anywhere and try to make a championship.
You're saying, Monica's right. It's kind of vague.
Because I want him with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay, so you don't want to insult him.
And I don't want to get our team fined either. So I'm trying to give the right answer.
Enough.
Yeah, I would love him with Minnesota. A young group of guys. I mean, we got a little experience. We got a lot of toughness. We got a lot of athleticism. He can help mentor Anthony. You know, but I don't want my team to get fined.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough. Fair enough. We'll give you that. Fair enough.
Like,
what do you want?
Pat, I'm just going to be honest.
What do you want me to say?
I think that is the definition of tampering. Which you just
no,
did.
No. You see? You said the word. I didn't say the word.
Moving right along. Guys, I'd like to change the subject, please.
Oh, man. I'm about to get a call in a minute, hey, Pat, too.
Okay. Hey, guys, I think it's a great time to get our picks in the Eastern Conference Finals. What do you say to that? Monica, this is too much. Monica, who is your pick for the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, this is really tough. It could be a coin flip, but I'm going Heat in seven. They've been terrific at home. They're beating opponents by, I think, an average of 17 points so far in the series or in the playoffs. And the last team that did that was the Championship Warriors of 2017.
Ooh.
Great stat, right?
Yeah, that is a good stat.
This is a very hard decision to make because I do love this Miami Heat team. But ultimately, I'm going to go with the Boston Celtics in six games. I love the Heat defense. I love everything. I really believe in the Celtics defense. I believe in their ability to score in the half court more than I believe in the Heat's ability to score in the half court.
Pat Bev, let's assume your name is Ryan Smith.
Okay, cool. No, I'm going to answer for Ryan Smith then. So this is not my answer. This is Ryan Smith's answer.
Take it away.
Okay, I'm going to go. Let's see. Let me take a while. Washington Wizards then, since we just.
Oh, come on.
I mean, we're just making up names.
Right,
I might as well make up an answer then. What do you want me to do?
So now, directly, you. No vague answers. We asked you 45 minutes ago, who's your pick? You said you want to see game one.
Yeah, I still got to see.
Oh.
I'm not that type of analyst. I'm new to this, so
okay.
I need to be educated first.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you know all the stats.
Bro.
You know how they beat the Sixers in six.
Uh-huh.
Won their first round
unhealthy,
series. You saw what Boston's
unhealthy,
done to
unhealthy Philly.
Unhealthy Philly. Okay. So if I was to give you $10 million and said, I'll give you $10 million if you tell me who's gonna win this series.
Yeah, I'll be like, man, I got that already. You gotta give me something else.
Okay.
That's what I say. You asked me what
these
I said.
These are the different
I
worlds that we're operating
in,
folks.
I'm in a world 94.
That
That's
to me is life changing. That to him is Wednesday.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm still mad at the Timberwolves for the deal I signed.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm picking the Heat. I say the Heat in seven. I'll ask you another question.
No, well, see, the winner, there we go.
Who, yeah, I take
Ryan Smith didn't say that. You're not Ryan Smith, though.
I am, sir. I'm taking it.
We can't be two Ryan Smith.
Whoever wins this series, let me ask you one other question. Whoever wins this series, do they win it all?
No.
No. No.
Unfortunately not. And, you know, I guess whatever I'm going to say be biased anyway. But I have a lot of confidence in Golden State Warriors. A lot of confidence.
Real quick, how can you pick the Warriors right now, not having seen game one, but you can't pick this series, not having seen game one?
I've been in Western Conference since I was, you know, since I got to the NBA. That's the only conference I know. I understand how tough it is. I'm not really familiar with the Eastern Conference. I understand what Golden State presents. I understand the history from Golden State without KD in with them. My educated guess, after all those facts, would be Golden State.
Okay. And as you look at this, do you think the team that comes out of this, JJ, this series, can win it all?
Well, I picked the Celtics. So I'm going to say the Celtics can win it all. Yes, the Celtics can win it all.
They can win it all. They can beat the Warriors. Or they can beat who you got?
You said
Warriors.
Beat the
Warriors?
Yeah, yeah.
They could, you got
Warriors, yeah.
You say Celtics.
Love that series.
Okay.
Love that series.
You say Celtics can beat
Love
Warriors?
That series.
I'm a basketball nerd, man.
No, no. And I'm a sicko. Are you a nerd and I'm a junkie? One of the two.
You can be both.
I love this. You guys have done an amazing job today. Pat, Bev, JJ, Monica. Don't go anywhere because I want to show you one more thing. But first, big night today on the NBA, on ESPN NBA Countdown. Tips off at 7 Eastern, followed by the NBA Draft Lottery. Don't forget about that. 8 p.m. Then game one of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Celtics and the Heat. 8:30 Eastern. Everything's also streaming on live on the ESPN app, so you can watch it from anywhere. So I didn't want you to go anywhere because I wanted you to see this again. Check out the first pitch, Red Sox game, DJ Steve Aoki, famous electronic DJ.
The pass.
Throwing it to who? What do you think?
Little kid up there with the pass.
I know. Maybe he thought it was football. Maybe that's what he thought.
I just love the windup.
That's hilarious.
And,
yeah.
And honestly, that's a really bad first pitch. To me, that's not even in the top two or three
really?
Worst first pitches.
Okay, so
ever.
Can you put up 50? Is he in the top two or three? Can you show that one?
Yeah.
Let's put that up.
50s is because he didn't actually throw the ball. Like, I'm right-handed, and I throw better left-handed than that.
I would rather throw it short than throw it wide left. You know, I think that's the thing. I give Steve more credit. What do you think?
I don't know about that. 50-50. He might have been just doing that just for TV. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you think so?
You never know with 50. But, yeah, I got to get the 50.
I don't think that was just for TV.
Oh, great job, guys. Love it. Great job on the NBA and everything else. Really appreciate it. Monica, JJ, Pat, Bev. First Take coming up next. Asking the question we talked about, too. Can the Warriors slow down Luka? Plus, who's the more complete player, Jimmy Butler or Jason Tatum? First Take. Molly, Stephen A., JJ, and Pat Bev. Coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What a huge night of hockey on ESPN and the app tomorrow night. We're going to have game one of the Eastern and Western Conference semifinals. Our coverage of Rangers Hurricanes starts at 7 Eastern, followed by the Oilers and the Flames. What a great show today. Hey, by the way, I got to show you this. A couple minutes ago, Pat Bev, you know he can do it all. Look at what he was doing, manning the cameras as Chris Canty walks in. It's like an Oscars party around here for sports. Oh, that's how good it is when you work on GetUp. Thanks for joining us. First Take is now.